Welcome to my monthly podcast series titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. In this series, I interview people to seek wisdom about living and leading a life on purpose. My passion is helping people find purpose and meaning in their lives on a daily basis for the rest of their lives, a concept I call breadcrumb legacy. I'm also on a mission to retire the word retirement. We are not retiring from life, but moving on to something else, and I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I'm interviewing Ray Rood. Ray is the founder and senior consultant of the Genesis Group, an organization focused on development and transformational change to support for-profit, not-for-profit, and public agencies worldwide to those agencies seeking to initiate, sustain, and safeguard long-term change. In fact, I've been a senior consultant with the Genesis Group for almost 10 years now, and I've learned a great deal from Ray, and we're going to learn more about him and this work on the podcast. So for more information about Ray, please refer to the bio posted at the end of this podcast. Well, welcome to the series, Ray.
Hi, Jan. It's good to be with you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to kind of, you know, you've worked with a lot of different organizations, large and small and all over the place. And I just kind of, given the time we're in, I wanted to focus on what are your thoughts about the implications of the COVID-19 pandemic on both individuals and organizations? You know, or you could take it, you know, for leaders or whatever, you know. You're a deep thinker, and I'd be interested in knowing what you're thinking.
Well, I heard a comment several weeks ago, and a person said, if this pandemic continues for two more weeks, it will change educational system forever. And I think that can be said in almost every sector. When we get on the other side of this, it's not ever going to go back to how it's been before. And I think that's something that we are finding out. We're in the middle of a deep change. Mm-hmm. And it's not something that we are choosing, but it's something that is coming our way. And we have the opportunity to choose our attitude on how we're not only going to deal with this, but how we can even leverage this positively as we move through this mist and fog into the other side.
I totally agree. I mean, I was thinking about that the other day. I mean, you know, because you and I both come from higher education, and I was at an institution that resisted online. I think, you know, we're seeing some advantages of online learning and how it can be an opportunity. And that's just one sector, you know, of society. So I think you're right. Exactly. Well, you know, at Genesis, we talk about generative leadership. We talk about three different types of leadership, and one is generative. And what are your thoughts on, because I'm really passionate about this whole idea of legacy. So what are your thoughts about legacy, how leaders leave a legacy, or in Genesis terms, the whole idea of generative leadership?
Well, as you indicated, I look at leadership from three points of view. There's catalytic leadership, which is a kind of leadership that takes to initiate change. And then there's transformational leadership, which is the kind of leadership that really sustains change and develops it into something that is that does last. The generative leadership is the kind of leadership that not only protects that change, but moves it into the next generation. My belief is a leader's ultimate job is to work herself or himself out of a job and to prepare for the next generation. And the next generation may be something that might be 10 or 20 years from now. The next generation may be a year or two from now, of preparing them for the future, and in that process, passing on what I have been given, we have been given, what we have learned to that generation, so that they're prepared to be take on what they are inheriting and move it forward, so that really what exists now really isn't viewed as a puddle. It's viewed as a part of a river. And I think this is an opportunity for any of us who are in a leadership position to be thinking about, what is the responsibility I have to pass on what I have gained? And it can be in our family system, or it can be in our organizational kind of context, to the next generation, and identify those people that represent the future and invest in them what others have invested in us.
Do you find that leaders think about this or are willing to do this or know about it, or what's your thought on that?
Unfortunately, I believe it's a minority group of leaders that really think about this. I think most people think about the here and now and protecting what they have, safeguarding that. I think of Eric Erickson's longest stage of life. When he talked about the 8 life stages and this seventh stage, which is generativity versus self-absorption or stagnation. And most people are in self-absorption or stagnation. And it's challenging for them to think about letting go and moving to that next generation. So I think it's a rare leader that realizes maybe their second job after they define their current reality is to identify who might be a person that represents the future that I can invest in.
Yeah, no, that's perfect, Ray. Can you share a story where legacy is at the heart of the story? Or when I say legacy, can you think of a story?
Well, I'll give you a talk about a current client that I'm working with right now, which is a third generation family business. And I've been asked to work with that current generation, the two leaders, which are really a brother and sister, how to prepare for the fourth generation to take over. And it's a challenging thing because the principal, the CEO that I'm working with, he looks at the next generation and he says, they just don't have the same work ethic. And I don't know if I can really trust them. How can they take on what I have learned really from my father and take that on? And so really what's at stake is actually three generations of knowledge, three generations of assets, of really their place in their position in the marketplace. All that's at stake. And to the extent that this is passed forward, then that legacy will move on, not only of this third generation, the legacy of the brother and sister, but also of the legacy of the father and the grandfather who started this business many, many years ago. So that's what's at stake. And it's something that it's an interesting process. We look at this really kind of like a relay race, and that this is the passing lane, and it doesn't happen quickly, but this is to the extent that it is passed on, that knowledge and the responsibility and the assets, then that person, the people will be remembered. That will be their legacy, that be able to pass that on, and it'll be celebrated. To the extent that it's not, the legacy will not be positive. And it will be maybe the ending of really this generation. And it's not an easy process.
Well, that's what I was going
to be able to do this.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Ray, is do you have advice on, you know, what are the best ways or a system of passing this on? Because, again, all relationships can be kind of messy. So, I mean, what would be, like if you said, you know, here are three things you need to think about in how to pass this on. It's one thing to say pass it on, but how do you do that in the best way? What do you think?
Well, I think one of the things you need to get, you need to get an advisor. You need to have somebody to talk this out because we don't have perspective on our own kind of reality. And we all have questions as and doubts, and so we don't have that kind of context. My job really as this advisor consultant is really to develop a trust relationship so we can talk about the concerns, the fears that this current generation really does have, and how that can really be passed on. So you can do it in bits and pieces, mm-hmm. and be able to capture your knowledge and be able to share stories, because of many times I would be with this individual and I said, who knows that? He says, nobody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And you've never told that story. Well, he doesn't necessarily know how to tell the story. He even questions whether the next generation is even interested in the story. And the assumption is that he feels that they probably aren't interested. And so that it's really a challenging type of thing to be able not only to articulate and understand what has been gained, but to talk about now, how can we engage others in that process? And so that I'm also working with the fourth generation on how to receive that and how to demonstrate that they are really interested in that, in really what has been gained and learned and developed over previous generations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's really good advice, Ray. So it's one thing to want to pass it on, but the other people have to want to receive the information. I think that's a really critical point. Well, this has been so interesting. I always like to end with, what else should I have asked you about this topic, or other words of wisdom that you think people need to know about legacy or leading during these times? Or,
well, I really believe that during this pandemic time, things have really slowed down.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a time for reflection on not only where we are, but who we are. And what do we need to do with this time? And looking at identifying those individuals who are really most important to us. And what can we give to them, including what we have learned? And so this is the time to not only reflect, but it's in the time to really be able to envision a future. And it may be the future of being able to translate, pass on what we have learned to others. And so don't move through too quickly through this time. But my advice is to reflect and take advantage of this time, because it may be one of the great opportunities that we have as we emerge out of all of this into something that's quite different.
Mm-hmm. Ray, you are a sage. I really appreciate this. You've given us so much to think about. The emphasis in this series is on learning how to make the rest of life the best of life. And may the rest be the best for you, Ray. You're great.
Thank you, Jan.